Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and Black God family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and we are here on our Black Solidarity Saturday episode with Queen Shatera Hines in the building. So this is the Shatera Show, or Tara as I want to call her. The phone number to call in today, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Albany is in the building. 518 in the building. 518, y'all need to call in and support your sister, the queen of the city. Shatera is in the house. Okay? So again, that phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. kind of on live, call in with your questions, with your comments, with your shout outs, with your acknowledgments. We got the Queen of the City in the building today. Calls for the Kingdom CEO, Shakira, is in the building. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others the dynamic entrepreneur, mama in the building, mama of the city, queen of the city, Albany's own, 518's own, calls for the Kingdom CEO, Shakira Hines in the building.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on? What's happening?
Thank you for having me today. Up and running and shaking and moving this morning. Always moving, always prospering.
That's right. We was doing that before the Nike sign. You understand what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling today?
I'm blessed today. I'm not complaining at all. There's nothing to complain about. Just happy to be here and happy to have the opportunity today to, you know, just share what I know.
Right. So we always begin on here on Do Knowledge Radio with a introduction. So, you know, the world can get introduced and acclimated to the queen of the city. You know what I'm saying? We here on the Shakira Show. This ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just along for the ride today like everybody else. You understand? So, tell us who you are. Tell us about you. Take as little or as long as you need to introduce yourself.
I got you. Well, if you're from my city, you know me from everywhere and doing a little bit of everything. But I'm Shakira, a mother and CEO of Coils for the Kingdom, which is an all-natural hair care brand that has products that you can use from your infant to your husband's beards, for everybody, for your whole entire household. So for one affordable price, you know, it's not $17 for a little bottle. For one $9 bottle, you can literally spruce up your everybody in the house and have everybody looking right. So, you know, I just wanted today to talk a little bit about my journey and what led me there, because that's what I know.
That's what I'm talking about right there. The one-stop shop. We about to get into that one-stop shop for real. You got, if you got 20 children in the house, you understand what I'm saying. You got the magic bottle to get everybody right. You see what I'm saying? Even your raggedy man. You can resurrect your raggedy man to a righteous man. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got the nappy beards and all that stuff. You can resurrect your nappy-headed, raggedy man into a righteous man. Looking, have him looking right out there in the streets. You understand what
I'm saying? Break nobody's bank while you're doing
it. And not break nobody's bank. Get your coils uncoiled. You understand what I'm saying? Free-flowing. Up in here, you understand what I'm saying? So, let's deal with that. Like, how did you get started? You know, how long you've been doing what you're doing, and what made you go in this particular direction to deal with what you're dealing with? Nappy heads and raggedy beards and stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
It's right. It's been a long, crazy roundabout journey that's led me here, and it all starts and ends with my daughter. My daughter has always been natural, and I used to be a creamy crack girl. I used to run to the store, go get my little jar of relaxer, and throw it in my head. And as my daughter got older, she started wanting the same thing, to look like mommy. And, you know, for me as a mother, I want my daughter to be beautiful just the way she is. I don't want her to feel that she has to alter her appearance for anything in the world. So with that, you know, mindset, I went natural. I went from shoulder-length, nice, shiny, relaxed hair to literally about the little, with the little bill cut. That's what I went down to for my daughter. So on our journey, we were buying, you know, all these products we seen on YouTube and all the stores. And, you know, yes, they worked and they were very good, but some of them contained alcohol and they were super expensive. You know, at this point in my life, I was a single mom. I don't have $15-16 per bottle to get us right every 2 weeks. And if you're a natural, you feel me, because you can't use, you know, a dab doesn't do you. You need a lot to get yourself together. So with that being said, I started researching how to do these things for me and my daughter at home. And I started, you know, mixing things. Okay, that doesn't work. I don't like the way that came out. And, you know, through tried and true, I'm my own guinea pig. I don't mean to use that terminology, but it is what it is. So to find these recipes and ingredients and everything that, you know, I am now, started with my daughter simply saying to me, "Mommy, you can make this. I watched you make anything." So I got to work. And like I said, over time, I've gotten to where I am now. And she's still my biggest champion. I'll, you know, do something and I'll, you know, think it's good and she'll be like, "Mom, but you should sell that, put that in a different package and it'll do well." And she's never lied to me. So my little champion keeps me going until this is, I can sign this business over to her. So this is absolutely what my life is about, you know, making sure that our community can feel better through looking better. And it sounds really simple, but people have pride in themselves when their hair is done.
That's right.
Period. Our community is one that we like to look, dress, smell well. That's just who we are.
Most of us. Some of us ain't get that memo. Some of us.
True.
Some of us doing a little bit on the other side of the tipping scale. You understand what
you,
I'm saying?
You ain't never lied about that, and I ain't
But if they knew better, they would do better. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
this is where I come in with a product that's tried and true that fits any budget, you know? So I can help those that want to do better that can't necessarily afford to do better.
Mm.
Because I've spent so much time researching, I can actually use a little bit of my product in my big nappy fro because I've taken the time to figure out what responds better to our hair. Because my brand is specifically for us. No one else. I'm not trying to fit in nowhere but for us. That's it.
Who's the us you talking about? Who's the us?
I mean, my brown people, my African American people, my 4C, you know, my coily individuals, you know, where they don't make things for us.
Yeah.
That doesn't cost an arm and a leg.
You can share that over here. This is the place for that because this place only exists for us. Like, we ain't even got to play with the terminology. Like, your skin gets you in over here. You understand what I'm saying?
You.
Your skin is your friend right here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Coils for the Kingdom has a whole line of products. I have shampoos, conditioners, whipped shea butters, scalp oils, growth oils, flax gels. I have hair milk. You name it, I got it. I even have drug wax. So I have a little bit of everything for everybody, and everything is natural.
That's what I'm talking about. For us, by us. That got to
absolutely
be bought by us. You understand what I'm saying? She shouldn't have nothing else left on the shelf. She'd be like, "Yo, I done got so many orders." You understand what I'm saying? So many orders from around the planet that she can't keep it in. You understand what I'm saying? So her and her dream team, dynamic, transformative business coach over there, you know, she just called her daughter. You know, "My daughter is my motivation. She my world." You understand what I'm saying? She didn't tell us that she had an in-home dynamic, transformative, mental resurrection coach working over there. You understand what I'm saying? And an image consultant and a business strategist. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't say all of that. You gotta be breaking it down sometimes. You understand
All right. Get deep with it. Well, her and my ancestors bring me through. That's who does it. That's who brings me absolutely through. Because if it wasn't for me having knowledge of my ancestors and how to properly appreciate them and, you know, in appreciating them, being able to appreciate my family and, you know, my living relatives and elders, and I wouldn't be here, put it that way. It's a whole universal push going on over here.
Ooh. And then on top of that, did y'all hear what she just said? She said she got a metaphysical inspiration force team that surrounds her, and a physical manifestation force team that surrounds her. You see that? I'm like, man, she's super deep over here. You know, I'm just over here taking these notes and soaking it all in over here. You see what I'm saying? Since you said ancestors, that's like a love word over here. I love that. You understand what I'm saying? When you said, you ain't saying the ancestors either. You said mine. Them.
Oh, I got a straight power.
I love it. So now we got to, if we could go through the spiritual journey, because, you know, oftentimes we got the, you know, the physical journey, or we see the equal sign, what's on the other side of the equation, and we don't often get a chance to see how you get to this point right here. You see what I'm saying? Like, they see you shining.
Right.
You see? And then folks, you know, some folks get some enmity built up in their heart because they didn't do the work that you did to get where you're going. You understand what I'm saying? And they wish they would have did a little bit more work. So it ain't really got nothing to do with you. It's them and battle with themselves.
Right.
You understand? So when you bring this stuff
all
into
the time,
phone,
you don't want what I went
boom.
Through.
Boom.
You
understand?
You don't want to walk the path that I had to do to get here. Yeah, I try to see it as many as I can with what I know, so they don't have to get to that point though. You know,
right.
It's a journey. You have to get real with yourself to understand it's bigger than you. And sometimes, you know, we just think we know too much, and it's not about us. It's just not.
So let's talk about this spiritual journey you've been on, this transformative, you know, scars and scabs journey you've been on.
I started out like most black people. You know, I was raised in a Baptist church, hardcore Baptist every Sunday. Got my, you know, my little poofy dress and my tights on, itchy tights and a slip on every Sunday. I'm right here with my grandmother.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, and over the years, of course, growing up, I strayed like most kids, teens, whatever. But I had always had a gift from young, you know what I'm saying? And as I got older, I strayed from that as well. And the more I strayed, the harder my life got. And so I had a full pit experience. And when I say pit experience, I mean I hit bottom. I lost everything that I thought I needed. Everything.
Yeah.
I was 25 years old and I had to live with my parents with a kid. Yeah. You know how humbling that is? That's a humbling experience. And then that's when I started the journey of maybe this ain't about me. There has to be something more to this. So I started a whole journey of self-exploration with what habits have I had that, you know, weren't serving me, and working to either accept the fact that this is who I am and learn how to work around that or fix it, because those are your alternatives as an adult when you're learning yourself. You either get over it and learn to deal with it, or you fix it. That's it. So, you know, through that journey and fixing myself, you know, it dawned on me that some things may not be about me as well. And perhaps I should check some of the relationships that I had with individuals around me, because sometimes, you know, things aren't about you. People will be attracted to your energy and they don't even know why. You don't know why. And if you don't know nothing about your energy, they will suck you dry.
Yeah.
So I started my journey of, you know, cutting dead weight. And I kid you not, before long, I found myself most of the time standing by myself. And there's nothing wrong with that, standing by yourself. You learn a lot about yourself. And, with, you know, like I said, you get real. You get honest with yourself and in the world. And after that experience, you know, is when I started learning about my energies and chakras and basically studying like what's really going on, which pretty much led me into, I want to say, the last year or so, like really getting into my gifts, talents, and things of that nature, and learning how to talk to my ancestors and make things happen. But in between all this, you know, I was a jack of all trades. I sold tutus in my city. When that whole big hoop earring phase, I sold those. And when I wasn't doing that, I ran a business called The Skinny Cook, of which I sold dinners once, twice a month for a good 2-3 years. And that's how I survived in between all of this journey of getting out of the house with my parents and things of that nature. I hustled. I hustled hard. And, you know, it wasn't all glory. It was a lot of, you know, praying and crying. Let's be real about that, to get to where I am. But I'll tell anybody, if you're willing to do the work and be real with yourself, you can absolutely attain anything that you're going after.
That work.
Yeah, you got to do the work.
Yeah. Oh, man, that work is deep right there.
And having some spirituality behind you, you know, helps a lot, too.
So what was some of the biggest takeaways from your spiritual journey? And then we'll go back to the business. What would you tell somebody?
Meditation is key. Meditate. Like, you got to know and understand that God comes through you. You know what I mean? So you can't be out searching. You got to sit still sometimes and meditate and so y'all can have a meeting within you, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to slow down and really know the roses and check your five blues out and ground yourself. And grounding is another dope spiritual technique that, you know, has been wonderful for me. And building an altar was absolute the number one blessing in my life. Being able to talk to my ancestors, being able to center myself into the universe and ground my energies has been the biggest spiritual thing. And learning to let things move through me and not try to make them happen. Because the universe is going to do what it wants to do regardless.
So you said not forcing? Not being forceful? Like going with the flow? Like working in the flow? You said that?
I surely did. Because when you force it, it don't work.
Seeking stillness and calm and quiet in your spirit. And listen for the answer and know when it's time. You deep.
Exactly.
I'm saying deepness right here. You understand what I'm saying? Man.
That's the only thing I know. And I'm still learning.
Because we be watching stuff like.
Many that will listen.
We be getting our microwave on like, yo, universe, I called you 2 seconds ago, where's that, son? Why I got to be waiting? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I called you up and put in my request 2 seconds ago. What's good? What's happening? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I need that 20 years ago. I needed it like 20 years ago. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what's happening? What's going on? And now you beefing with the universe. You see what I'm saying? You beefing with the universe because you ain't mastered that aspect of yourself. Where you need
That's how I hit my pit experience. I tried to fight the universe, and the universe showed me I knew nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I had to ground up and listen to the universe. That's the only way to do it.
That was a transformation time.
Only way to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
Moving you out of a point of stagnation. I watched your live. I don't know if you knew. I watched your live. You know what I'm saying? It was a short live, but it was deep. You see what I'm saying? It was deep.
Yeah, that's me getting over my fear of like this. even talking on, like, I just checked my phone. We've been talking for, I've been talking for 20 some odd minutes or so. And this is like one of my number one fears. And I'm conquering it, you know, on your show.
I'm glad to be a part of that journey. Like, fear got two modalities. Fear stop you, and fear gets you going. You see what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Well, absolutely.
It's there. You see, it's there for a particular purpose as a jolt, but not as a lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing these
exactly.
things to respond to the fear. We ain't moving out of this space of fear. You see what I'm saying? That old school Bible said, you know, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. You understand what I'm saying? But when
right.
we want
absolutely.
Things, you see what I'm saying? When we want things, a trial comes to see how bad you want to. You see what I'm saying? So you in this case, is you might having to get over you in order to get you where you need to go. You understand what I'm saying? But you got the courage
absolutely.
And the strength. So this is not you moving in the space of fear. This is you moving in the space of blessed assurance, like the church folks used to say. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Walking by faith and not by sight. All these things, all these metaphysical principles that our elders and our ancestors left for us, they left for us to grow in them. You see what I'm saying? They planted them
exactly.
seeds for them to grow into us and for us to grow into those concepts. You see, you might have a little, you know, view on it when you're younger, but when you get up, you know, when you graduate, you start to look like, grandmama was trying to
you
tell me, uncle was trying to tell me, mama was trying to tell me, and couldn't nobody tell me nothing. I was on my Kanye. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Did you say
exactly.
You can't
mm-hmm.
tell me nothing. That's how you dig your own grave right there. You see it, the
yeah.
state that he's in. You see what I'm saying? Because can nobody tell him nothing. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
So this is a point right there. So nobody won't tell you nothing. And you're like, how come nobody tell me? I was, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, the people that was around you, them sucker bitches that's around you, them energy drainers and the vampire cats that was
exactly.
coming around you, leeching and you know, being vultures picking on your dead flesh. Like you see this shit happen to everybody else and you think you're gonna be the one, this is not going to happen to me.
That's exactly what my problem was. I had people around me, I just knew, you know what I mean? They never do this to me. And when I started being real with myself and doing the work, it was like, wait a minute, I bumped into all these people down forever. And but at the same time, you still got to pay attention that someone could honestly be trying to give you constructive criticism. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? It's not everybody's out to get you. However, you do got to pay attention to the little signs. Like when you have an accomplishment and somebody's like, yeah, 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 congratulations, yeah, and they change the subject, pay attention. They're not for you. Or you have somebody around you that you know you're trying to accomplish something, but they keep trying to derail your plan for their own personal journey. Get rid of them. They're not for you. They're not for you. And that's how you know the energy drainers and the life. And you on the right track. You start getting surrounded by those type of people. Get rid of them, but keep going towards your. Because it's there for you. Those are like the key things that I've learned to get to where I am. Pay attention to your energy, pay attention to your universe and your ancestors.
Right. And everything got a resonance. You see what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
everything got a resonance, everything got a vibe, a tone, an energy, high vibration or low vibration. You see what I'm saying? Or mid. Depending on where you are and how you respond to these things. You see what I'm saying? So what most matters in that equation is you and how you deal with what
exactly.
confronts you.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So if you're looking at the situation like, hey, you know, remove these negative people from around me. Like, if you're in a space of negativity, this is what you're going to bring around you. You're only breeding into existence that place from which you resonate. You see what I'm saying? So these people ain't even negative. You're seeing the negative aspects in them because this is the space that you operate in. You see what I'm saying? Like, so you, like, you looking at that from a space of a one part of yourself, and if you look at it in a whole nother place, they'd be like, people be like, you changed, yo. Be like, nah, you didn't. You understand what I'm saying? Like yo,
right.
You changed, you mad different now. Like, no, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't recognize these aspects. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You didn't recognize these aspects. You didn't see these things that were there. Like, these things have always been there, and you didn't see them. You was comfortable with what you thought you knew of me. You see what I'm saying? So there's more to the story.
Learning
all
and
this
as long as you never stop learning, you'll keep evolving.
I'm learning all this from you today. I'm writing it down in my notes. You see what I'm saying? So when the book come out, you know, when the lecture series come out, I'll be like, I know Shatira, yo. That's the homie right there. That's my fan. You understand what I'm saying?
That's dope.
So when you telling people your journey and your story and you empowering young women, you know what I'm saying? You got your daughter with you and she's like, yeah, mom, I was with you the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, I know them.
A warrior princess.
You know what I'm saying? I know them.
Absolutely.
So that message. This youth out here, what message you got for these youth, for these young sisters out here, you see what I'm saying, for these young mothers that are out here, blah, 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 like that
be you. Right. Be you, put your head in the book and get your education. And I'm not always talking about college. If you want to go own a business or, you know, learn a trade, mommy, do that, but be you. Just be you. That'll all be there after your education. Do what you love to do first, handle your business. So these young mothers, grind it out. It's not so bad. Grind it out, do the work. Your kid will absolutely never let you forget that you're doing the right thing. They never ever will let you forget that they love you. And the perk of being a young mom is when everybody else is having kids in their 40s, your kids is on their way to college. You got a whole nother life to live. It ain't that bad, baby. Just to see the bright side of things. Mm. Absolutely find the bright side. Find your light and life will be okay. That's the best advice I have for everybody.
So what's next for your business? You know, what kind of goals, aspirations, what kind of things you putting together to get this bomb marketing plan out here to go from 0 to 100 real quick? You know what I'm saying?
Coils for the Kingdom on Facebook, Coils for the Kingdom on Instagram. I'm sure to have a Coils for the Kingdom Snapchat for all my customers that want us to go ahead and send pics of day before and afters. I'm also coilsforthekingdom.bigcartel.com of where I have all my product listings. I ship everywhere. So I'm already working. And all over Albany, I'll be at the Black Fest this summer and a couple more events. Just watch the Facebook page to know where I'm at. And I'll have everything you need. I'm around. I'm always around.
So what are some of the other things that you want to get into as far as, you know, your business or spiritually, or what's happening with you? You know what I'm saying? Besides the book and the movie and the documentary and you know, the web series, besides all that, because, you know what I'm saying? I got all that stuff coming right here, like, boom.
On my own personal journey?
Yeah.
I'm currently planning a wedding and walking in my spirituality. I'm learning.
Ooh.
I'm growing, you know, in my sisterhood. I'm learning, you know, how to help us as a whole on a spiritual, physical level. And, you know, I want to learn as much as possible so I can educate as much as possible. Like I said, to anyone else want to listen and learn, so that when the time comes and we got to absolutely show what we can do, you know, I'll help create some soldiers.
That's what I'm talking about. Wedding.
That's all I want to do.
That's what I'm talking about, right? Wedding,
absolutely.
Celebrating life, building family, creating a beautiful future. You see what I'm saying? That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to you and your
Thank
king.
You.
You know
Thank
saying?
You, and our big, beautiful, blended family.
Right? Enough respect,
right.
dude. Enough respect, dude. You know what I'm saying? Hope at least I could see, like, you know what I'm saying, the social media live, because everybody be live nowadays. I don't understand. Like, nothing sacred no more. You understand what I'm saying? So I got to rely on the internet. Be like, all right, boy, if I
you
can't
know,
make it
You know what's
fair,
funny? Fair. I almost thought about ordering a phone box for all my guests to put their cell phones in for my ceremony, because I want my ceremony to be an intimate affair. Throw your phone in the box that you're coming in.
Good.
You need pictures? I got pictures. But, yeah, I want everybody off their phone and present. And that's something else I'm also working on myself, is being present more. Off my phone and present.
Right.
Because we tend to forget.
Because you a gift. That's why you got to be present. You a gift and you give shit. You see what I'm saying? That's why you got to be
Thank you.
Present.
Absolutely.
So you could be a present for somebody. You understand? A gift for somebody.
Right.
Some motivation. All that. You see what I'm saying? I got that off your website anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gift. I'm a present. That's why I got to be present. You know what I'm saying? And remain present in the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You miss a lot. You miss the signs if you're not you on your phone. Your ancestors can be right in front of you with a big green arrow pointing you to your glory, and you miss it.
Right.
Because
you got your head
phone.
Down. You got your
right.
head down. You know.
Right. Right.
So
I've
heard about
moment.
Some sisterhood stuff, like you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody I come across, you see what I'm saying? Y'all be real sistery, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm in this sisterhood. This is my sister. My sister is my sister, sister, and sister, 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 sister. So how you get involved in this sisterology that I've been hearing about? You understand what I'm saying? What's up with this sisterology that's going on?
My sisterology is because I first had to retrain my thought process, like some other Black women, that every other Black woman is not an enemy. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It starts to practice fellowship, you know, like really practice fellowship. And that's how I came to the sisterology. You know, I'm giving other Black women that I don't even know what I would want in return, hoping that they will pass that on to someone else.
Mm.
So that's how I became, you know, to this. I want to treat other Black women like I treat my sisters. You know, I want to give you the same love and respect that I give my sisters, and grow from there. It's already, you know, we already live in such a space that much love is not always shown to us. So if I can give another sister or another Black woman what I would want, I feel like that's my fellowship. Or if I'm in the grocery store and I see, you know, somebody, a sister or a Black family about to put something back, if I have it, I'm going to kick it in. That's my fellowship. That's how we get better. We can't get better with the negative. So for me, it's, you know, treating another Black woman the same way I would want to be treated and nurtured in the same way. So if I can do that, then let's do it. And for other women that reciprocate, that's definitely my sister. She's like a super sister to me.
Super
and, you know,
sister.
Hopefully.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, that's something I hope to be able to spread throughout, you know, other Black women, is reciprocity. Like, that seems to be something that sometimes, not always, it seems to be catching fire, this little movement of learning reciprocity and learning how to support each other.
That R
you
word?
Know,
did you just say the R word?
I did.
Rasta.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's absolutely. Rasta. That's something that we lack sometimes.
Mm.
We got to let go of the get over mentality and understand that this is a we win mentality. If we can all switch over to working like that, we're untouchable, unstoppable. So, the work just has to happen first. So, you know, I only do what I can. Absolutely, kick in the way that I can for my community that way.
I'm loving it. I'm loving this sisterology I got going on. You know what I'm saying? We need some brotherology. You know, I just ain't got the patience. You see what I'm saying? My beard nappy like everybody else. You see what I'm saying? When I get my beard right, then, you know, maybe I'll get some brotherology going on. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know.
You got to get the beard first. You got to get the beard together first.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta get my beard.
If the beard
like,
is together, they can trust you. They can trust your advice.
Right. You see what I'm saying? You know, I got that Anthony Hamilton, you know what I'm saying, beard going on. So it's like, you know what I'm saying. Ain't nobody gonna take it serious.
Right for that. Don't you worry about it.
With that struggle beard, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you ain't even got your. You remember that movie, Poetic Justice?
Absolutely.
Well, Justin told Tupac, you can't even keep your nails clean. You understand what I'm saying? I'm coming over there with some brotherology with the struggle beard. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, you can't trust this man. Word. His beard's scrubby. You understand what I'm saying? His beard ain't in abundance. His beard is in lack.
People gotta learn. Sometimes you can learn the most. Stop looking at the outside. You can learn the most important message of your life from somebody that you never thought you'd speak to a day in your life. That's the crazy part about the universe. You can't judge, you know, your path. You got to go with it. Because if you go prejudging everything, that's how you miss things.
Mm.
So they don't want to talk to you because of your struggle, bear, but you may have that, you know, just being you had a key that could unlock their whole entire path.
I let them be. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. You know, I let go and let God. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I used to say, I let go and let God. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But when they running around that figure eight and trying to figure out why nothing is changing, you got to tell them, like, listen, I tried to help you, but you can keep running that wheel all you want. But ain't nothing gonna change until you fix yourself.
They're running in the wheel that's powering their own demise. You see what I'm saying? You know, they got them hamsters in the wheel. They got them spinning. They're powering something. You see what I'm saying? They're powering something. They're powering something. They unlifted something. And it ain't for them. It ain't for their own benefit. You see what I'm saying? They got the wheel spinning and turning and it's powering. There's power and they fortified something. You see what I'm saying? So I'm like,
And then when they all said and done, the whole floor gonna drop out from all of them. Like the old carnival ride where the floor goes out, and if you ain't up against that wall, you fall to the bottom, they all gonna fall to the bottom. And the rest
That's
of us
it.
That chose to learn and study, we're gonna be stuck up against the wall. Alright.
I'll be over there with My struggle beard gonna be resurrected, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna get this oil.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You be like, oh, man, it was fucking with that struggle beard at first, man. But you know what I'm saying? You got that oil.
I got
get that oil from? You know what I'm saying? I got that oil from the coils. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Straighten you right on out.
That's it.
Absolutely.
That's my talk.
I got us.
Hey.
Absolutely got us.
So when is the great day? When is the sacred day? You know what I'm saying? When is the
As far
the
as
sacred...
my next product launch and
yeah.
all that good jazz?
Yes.
Well, August 1st is my next product launch. I will be having a real, real good sale for my first 50 customers. So absolutely check the site to get your promo code. Absolutely be having the sweepstakes and a couple games on my Facebook page because I'm dominant on Facebook. I got to get better on Instagram. Yeah, I'm trying. Get my sweepstakes and my giveaways over there and just get us out there or get me out there. Me, my kids, my family, my little kingdom to help you get your little kingdom, Coily. Let's meet on the web and get some swapping going. But August 1st, Everything will be up, running, shipping. I'll ship all the way to Cali so that I can ship it to wherever you are.
All right. So
I can get it to you.
What is the gram? Where can they find you on the gram?
It's Coils for the Kingdom on Instagram as well. One word.
Okay.
And I have images up there of my smiley face customers. And the great part about this is so you can see that most of my customers are little girls. A lot of moms buy my products for their little girls that have, you know, that thick, coily hair that don't like to get it done. My product detangles wonderfully. It stops that fight. I'll tell you, me and my daughter both are 4Cs. We got that real thickness. And, you know, to wash, dry, and blow, I can do it in about an hour and a half. It's not a four-hour process no more. So if you absolutely are feeding your hair with the correct product, this is what happens. You can, you know, get through wash days.
I'm looking right now. I just need to let the people know what the truth is. You see what I'm saying? They got the before and the after photo. The photo each is up there. The before hair milk, veggie glycerin, and flax gel. You understand what I'm saying? Look at this.
Absolutely.
Look at this. You know, you ain't telling me what's, you know, the ingredients. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting to the ingredients up in here. See what I'm saying? You don't even let them know about the ingredients.
All right. So my product, because I'm so aware that coconut oil, like a lot of us, coconut oil breaks a lot of our brown people out. So 90% of my products are jojoba based. I have my own oil blend that's me. That's locked down. I can't share my oil blend with y'all. But I can't do that with y'all. But absolutely, all natural. I use plant based as much as possible. And if I do have to use something that is animal based for any reason, I absolutely post it so you know I'm here for my vegetarian and vegan individuals. I'm, you know, mindful of your journey. But I use a variety of oils, essential oils. I use a lot of tea tree because it loves us. I can give you that because everybody knows that goes in everything for us. Tea tree loves black people. It's like our everything. So if you can't get to my product, tea tree oil, even if you need to just drop it in your regular stuff at home, that'll get you right to get you started until you can get some calls for the kingdom. But I have my own blends of things. I do use only distilled waters. I'm moving to try to use only alkaline waters because I literally have customers that ask things like that, and I want to absolutely be here for us 100% on that level. Like, so I can go totally organic with my product eventually.
I need the tap water for my beard oil. You know, so we can just put the tap water.
See, that might be why you having issues, because you're using tap water. I got you. Just sit tight. I got you. We're gonna fix you. Don't you worry about this. We're gonna fix you, brother.
Don't make me a celebrity overnight now. You understand what I'm saying?
I'll be out here.
Beard flossing, you understand what I'm saying? Beard be flossing, then I'll be in trouble out here. You know,
they got, you're gonna see your beard shining before they see you.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's gonna have you all together. We got you. Absolutely.
We knew that was you from four blocks, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, that beard oil. We smell that beard oil, son. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had that beard oil.
We might have to put you in a commercial. First men's commercial.
First men's commercial. I'll be second. After you're king, I don't want no trouble. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
king
I can
be
tell
first.
You right now,
I'd
my king does
second.
Not do the spotlight. My king, like, let's say, he is absolutely the most wonderful man ever, but I can tell you he's always in my corner, but the last thing my king is going to do is get in front of a camera. He'll be right there. He'll be like, thank you for taking my spot. My king loves to be my as he says, he loves to be my pedestal so I can stand as tall as possible. And that's why I love him. He makes sure I get there. Absolutely makes sure I get there. But I absolutely am having a blast with you today.
This is fam. You know what I'm saying? You come home, you sit down, you kick your feet up. You know what I mean? It don't sound like an interrogation. It ain't like, I wonder what the hell he gonna ask me next. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
They don't like that. They don't like that. Things just flow naturally. You see what I'm saying? And, you know,
absolutely,
whatever your spirit say, I just respond to it sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. And that's funny because before I called in, that's like literally what my prayer was. Spirit, just guide me, because I couldn't think of anything to like peg down to talk about for the life of me today. I was like, all right, this ain't for me. Spirit, you got this. Let's do this. And that's how I came on today.
Just above me. It is above me.
Yeah, this
is
above
me. Talking
today.
It's just above me now.
Exactly. It was way above me today.
It's inside of you. You see what I'm saying? It just takes, you know, someone who got that gift to uplift and inspire and motivate. You understand what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
I just mind it out of folk. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to say. What you going to ask me on the interview? Can you send me some questions in advance and blah, blah, blah? I'm like, that just disrespects your spirit. Right there. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can give you preset questions. You see what I'm saying? But it's going to cheapen your experience. And I might send you 20 questions to ask you too, and then ask you 20 questions that ain't on the paper based on how the conversation goes. You see what I'm saying? I'm not a journalist.
That's very real.
I'm not a journalist. You know, I don't come with the preset probing fake genuine open-ended questions. You see what I'm saying? I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist. I'm not a drug counselor. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm all the things if I need to be, but not with my fans. You understand what I'm saying?
I absolutely dig it. We got enough of those running around the world.
Yeah, vibe and flow. It's an ebb and flow in the conversation. And if when it ain't going nowhere, where it need to go, you know, it's time to bounce. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you just let it go. Like, all right, appreciate you coming through. Boom, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a natural flow. We ain't forcing no shots around here. We good. We take them if they're open and we close to the basket.
Right, much appreciated, because I'm not going to hold you. I was like, man, if he start asking me some crazy questions, I'm hanging up, I'm calling this that hooked me up with him, and me and her don't have a talk. And she probably listening right now, cracking up.
I mean, that's fam, you know. Chanel is fam, man. Chanel
that
opened the world up to me with these amazing people, you see what I'm saying, that I came through here and share their stories. It's not a lot of places that you can go for free and share your story. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Unless
you're
doing it yourself, you know, especially in regards to business and things like that. Like, we got this social media algorithm that come up, and if you start sharing stuff too much and it look like business, you got to pay for it, man. You see what I'm saying? It's all paid advertising.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So any opportunity you have for free, use the maximization effort tool to get that out there. You see what I'm saying? So
absolutely,
if you have products and services that you sell virtually, you need to be on as much social media sites as possible. It's like 60
absolutely
of them. It might be hundreds of them.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? Don't just fall for the big three. You know what I'm saying? Go
there
and research and really get it out there in places and spaces. There's people from all over the planet, everywhere. And
absolutely.
Boom.
Amazon is a dope place to start, because I'm actually building my Amazon page as we speak. Amazon is a dope place to start. Etsy is a dope place to start. And a couple little other ones. And I'm sorry, I don't know the names off the top of them, but I will send them to you as soon as I come across them, of other little sites for, you know, people like me that need the exposure. I'm absolutely willing to share my knowledge with, you know, my family. Let's get it. Let's absolutely get this money.
Right.
Let's create some generational wealth.
When it's time, when they say, well, where can we find your product? This should be like 20 minutes you're talking about. Well, you can find it here, 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 here,
right.
Here, here, somebody, here. They like, that. You everywhere. Like, yeah, yes. We in business.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? You got to be about the business. But like, you use a Black Planet? Yeah. Black people on Black Planet.
Yes.
Black Planet. You understand what I'm saying?
I tell people all the time.
Yeah.
My first product launch, I rolled with products around in my car, and I rolled around to everything. I did pop-up shops everywhere, and that's how I didn't even have a business page yet. I was just posting it on Facebook, and surprising how many people would come, you know, come check me. I didn't even know. Oh, I seen it on a share, and it looked like something really good, and I came to see you. And that's how you build your clientele. Some of my favorite customers came that way. Just on a, you know, a humble share. Never
and word
virtual,
of mouth,
you know,
that's what word of mouth is. That's the virtual word of mouth.
Right.
Like, yo, check this out. This is the bomb. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never be afraid to support your other local small-owned business. That's another thing. Support your own. When you support your own small businesses in your community, they will support you, period. Like, that's big. You have to support each other. So you can have the best product in the world, and if you're not trying to support nobody else, it's never going to work. Ever. So whether they're having, and not even talking monetarily, if they're having a small event, hop over to their event. If you really feel like that strongly about it, like you feel bad you couldn't buy anything, ask them for a t-shirt. Hop in and help them out. Reciprocity,
right.
Once again. Support each other. That's the only way these small businesses are going to make it.
Gotcha.
I live in New York State. To be able to, you know, to be able to hire employees, they're going to take all my money just to be able to have insurances to pay my employees. So small business owners already know we can hop on, you know, you can hop on and help somebody out at an event real quick. And whatever y'all work out, you know, y'all work out, but now this person doesn't have to pay all these fees. Help each other out. That's the only way we're going to make it. And not just because, oh, I'm going to help her because I like what she sells, or I'm going to help her because, you know, not for your own personal gain all the time, just because they're a small business and they need some help. Those are things that, you know, the Black community, if we absolutely did, we'd absolutely thrive. This is nothing that no other community isn't already doing. We got to learn to coexist and put differences to the side sometimes for a greater good. And if we could all do that, we'd be great. More than.
That's it. That's it. I got 900 and almost 30, I think 930 shows for that purpose right there.
Right, to get everybody out there. And it's funny because Chanel wanted me to come to your show a long time ago, and I was like, I don't think I can do it. I think I'm kind of scared. Then last week, I got this. Chanel, call him up. But that's good working out. That's that reciprocity.
Right.
Yeah.
I got to get the whole sisterology on here, one way or another. You understand what I'm saying? Because if y'all that sisterly, we need that sisterly vibe, sisterly love. You see what I'm saying? I support our sisters, man. I don't got no.
Absolutely.
You know, the brothers, you know what I'm saying? Brothers, man, I get on my brotherology, but, you know what I'm saying? Sisters?
That's true.
Different vibe right there.
We got to teach our brothers how to vibrate higher like we're learning to. That's
yeah.
it. We can start teaching our brothers how to, you know, vibrate higher. Everything would be dope. And, you know, not for nothing. I'm seeing the small changes. I'm seeing the resurrection of Black love, you know, slowly but surely. And that's, you know, kind of where it starts.
Right.
You know, men don't like to admit it, but they learn a lot from their woman. So, you know, women, if we work, we're spiritualists, and, you know, we at home teaching, we teaching our man to vibrate higher. You teach him what you know. and make it, you know, your way of life. Because I don't care what any family says, if we, especially in a black household, what mama say goes. So if mama's doing, you know, making sure the house is spiritually sound, you're going to fall in line, whether you know it or not.
Right.
You're going to learn to learn to vibrate higher that way.
That's it. That is it right there.
Absolutely the way to go.
So August, you know, you said you're coming back next month, August, you know what I'm saying? When you
August
you launch
1st.
The super duper launch, you having a launch party? Y'all turning up?
See, I'm not even that kind of girl. I'm turning it up with these sales so I can get
right.
my customers and my new customers. We're going to party with a sale. That's how we're going to give it up.
See what I'm talking about.
See, the first 50 to the site, you know, you'll click at checkout, you'll get your promo code, and we'll rock out from there. I'll be at the Empire State Plaza August 3rd with my booth for Coils to the Kingdom. Look for the purple because we're purple, black, and white. Look for all the purple, and I'll be right there with my products. And look for when you start smelling sage, just keep walking. You're going to be right to me. Just keep walking toward me. Keep smelling sage and walking toward me. You'll find me. And I'll have everything you need.
Follow the sage before you hit the stage. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? Make sure you go and like the page.
I can get behind
that.
See, I don't got a theme song yet. We might have to collaborate.
Y'all got it, man. Y'all got it. I'm telling you. I just be vibing off the energy that's out there, like bada bada, whoa, bat, bat. You know what I'm saying?
And my sisters are right, and my sisters are so supportive. So this is, you know, this makes it easy. I got a whole team that's like, yes, girl, win, get this, and that makes it,
right.
you know, so much better to have a positive group behind you.
Right, and then you tell them like, yo, that experience with that cat knowledge. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. You ain't got to be nervous. Like, he ain't even on it like that. You know what I'm saying? I had a good time over there. Girl, girl, girl. I just tried to girl it up. Girl, girl, girl. I had a good time over
I'll
there.
I'll send them
you know
over.
Saying?
I absolutely will send them over. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Okay. See, I'm saying in my car, which is my happy place on this call, and I have like literally 4% left. I just looked over at my phone. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. It's all
I'm
good.
I'm gonna die on you. Make you think I, you know, my phone, you know, I hung up on you. That's not the type of vibe we got over here.
No. I know we're heavily interwoven in technology, and just, you know, that's how the game goes.
Right, I'm saying, looking around my car, like, where is my cord? But it looks like my kids got me.
Oh, yeah, they get you.
Kids always get you. Kids got me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So before this dies, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity. I'll be back with your beard oil. I'm going to send you your beard oil first, and then we're going to be back.
Right.
And so we could do this again. We'll do like a checkup of sorts.
Right. After the launch party, you see what I'm saying? After the launch party, after we in launch season, you see what I'm saying? Like that
exactly.
last month of summer, right before you go back to
exactly.
school, you got to get righteous. You see what I'm saying? You can't be going ratchet back to school, get righteous. But I'm trying
exactly.
to figure out what I'm going to do with your hair. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my hair.
Exactly.
I don't even know.
Exactly.
Give the website, give the social media stuff, get how people could reach you, boom, where you going to be at, you know what I'm saying? Get that commercial one more time before you go. I don't want to fall and die you and get that out again.
Got you. All right. CoilsForTheKingdom.BigCartel.com, Coils for the Kingdom on Facebook, Coils for the Kingdom on Instagram, and I can be reached at queenscoils@gmail.com. Any questions, concerns, or special blends needed, because, yeah, we do those too. You got a problem that you don't know how to work around it with your hair, call me. We can work it out. Email me. We can work that right on out. I got you. And I can also be reached at 518-986-0107. If you have any direct questions, concerns, or whatever, just don't call me at a decent time, people. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, knowledge.
We do got somebody that called in here. I want to give you a shout out before you go, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Calling in. Let me just check the line and see who this be on the line right here.
Hello.
Who's that with us? Hello. We hear you loud and
Grand
clear.
Grand Rising, everyone. Grand Rising. I am so happy I had a chance to make it. I didn't think that I was going to be able to because I was out moving and grooving. But as you see, the ancestors always make way. This is High Priestess Jocelyn calling.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey.
You know, I have to call and just give nothing but abundance and prosperity to you. I'm sorry that I missed the beginning, but I made it.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you.
I just want to let everybody know if they want to also find out more about her, her products and her services will also be listed on CocoEnchantresses.com. So make sure you reach out to us there. You can get to know more about her, what she's about, what she has to give to the community. And I'm just very, very honored to have her amongst me and the sisters.
Yes. Absolutely, HP.
Nothing but prosperity and abundance to you.
Thank
so
you,
excited for you. We see that the ancestors are moving. Y'all know I speak highly about the ancestors because we continue to venerate them because they are the ones who have paved the way for us. So never forget where our prosperity and our abundance and our power comes from, and you possess that. We are not here by coincidence. We are all here by reason. So let's just continue to allow the ancestors to move in the way that they are moving so that they may open the roads and open the gates for us all.
Yes. Much peace, prosperity, and abundance to you, HP.
Thank you.
I'll say hello.
And y'all can catch HP on round two.
Y'all.
We got you. And this is yours to keep. So you could download it, chop it up, use it for whatever means, promotional purposes, share your message, use it as a means to help spread and generate more business. All right?
So thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, HP.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Peace. All right, family, we're about to get up out of here. If you'd like to join us, subscribe to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/DoNotWledRadio. That's DoTHAKNOWLEDGE. RADIO. Check us out at our e-commerce site, knowledgeradio.com. You can follow the show on Twitter at knowledge115 on Twitter, Instagram, knowledge1alive357 on Instagram. Shout out to our sister, good mother, Shatira Hines, coming through, dropping that knowledge, that science, and laying that jewelry down for us. And also, our priestess, Jocelyn, coming through, showing love. That's that sisterology I was talking about. They came through, boom, showing love. And this is how we work as a community, as a collective. We are doing paid interviews. And also, we are looking for people to join this network in efforts to raise funds for our community initiatives, the back-to-school backpack, school supply, haircut drive, and also two scholarships that we are giving away. You know, so the funds are going and being allocated, all funds received via donation or via interview or whatever the case may be, going to that particular fund to fund these community initiatives. So whatever you can give via PayPal or via Cash App. Cash App is cash.me/knowledgeforunlock. And PayPal is paypal.me/DoNotWledRadio. So, again, one more time, thank you to Queen Shatira for coming through. Shout out to HP Jocelyn for coming through. Shout out to Sister Chanel for hooking us up. And we're just going to continue to go and to grow from here. Tomorrow, we got live from the west side of Ghana, the first of this many great series. We just began with the West Side of Ghana. Sister Akuia, Queenie, will be in the building for her first episode, Let's Talk Africa, with Akuia, Queenie. We got Queen Mother Ajoa, who will come and share her amazing story, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we will be on live tomorrow. So with that, let's say peace, love, and black power. And we will see you tomorrow. All right. I
my friend, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sent me right down and he talked to me. You just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up.